WKYK AMFM, WKWY Tompkinsville, and WVFB Salina.
Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Welcome back, everyone. I'd like to take this opportunity to once again welcome everyone to the Clay County Corner, coming to you live and in living color from the historic Clay County Courthouse here at 100 Courthouse Square, Salina, Tennessee. And as always, it's a pleasure to be able to come into your home and help you get this day started off correctly by finding out a little bit about what's going on here in Clay County. Mayor Dale Reagan will be up here in a few minutes, and we're going to spend quite a bit of time catching up on some of the things that have been going on with the county government and some of the activities here in the county, and we'll get into that here in a few minutes. And we've got, next week over at the high school, we've got graduation coming up. And this week is, I think, a few years ago, back when I was teaching, one of the former secretaries of education said this was the week where you shut the books down and fire the buses up and head on field trips. So I think a whole lot of that's going on with school here this week. Kids are getting out and doing some exploring here in and around the county. Let me turn this thing off. It ain't supposed to be on. Here comes the mayor in. We'll let him sit down here in a minute. We'll do a little bit of talking. And I've got, he's here with us. That's kind of derailed my train of thought here for a second when that thing went off. That's kind of like a bomb going off here.
Jot him down.
The Lum and Abner show. But as I said, we've got graduation over to the high school. A lot of activities going around here in town with all the kids. I know our baseball and our softball teams have finished up their seasons. They came close to making it to the next round, but didn't hardly pull the last games out. But we'd like to, let everyone know that they had a pretty successful season, both of them, with a lot of younger players, and looking forward to a much more successful year next year. And we've got some other things we can discuss here in a minute. But I say let me gather my thoughts in here for a minute and take off just a little bit and work in a couple of commercials here. We'll be back just in a minute.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Alvin and the Chipmunks want to remind you to keep bacteria in food from making you ill with four simple steps.
It should be a walk in the park.
Clean, wash hands and surfaces often.
I'm waiting for the rain cycle.
Separate, keep raw meats away from ready-to-eat food.
Yep.
Cook, make sure meat, poultry, and seafood is cooked to the right temperature.
Fire in the hole!
And chill, refrigerate food promptly.
Yep.
Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. The road trip to food safety starts at foodsafety.gov.
Welcome back, everyone. Mayor Reagan just came in here a few minutes ago. We'll let him do a little talking here in a minute, but we'll remind everyone, as we do here each Thursday morning, we'll be giving away one of those certificates, take over to the Dairy Queen and get one of those delicious ice cream cakes over there. And we've got a few names on the list this morning. And then a little bit later on in the show, we'll be drawing out one of those. And, of course, go by the chamber and pick up your little card and go over and trade that thing in. I think we've got some over still haven't been picked up. Unlike James Gray, who beat me down their lives, the other
I heard you talking about that.
I haven't forgotten that yet. I mean, you know, that was a man that was really wanting to celebrate, I believe.
Absolutely.
Well, let's see. Like I said, we've got a few names this morning. We'll remind everyone also that the number to call is 243-5574. And you'll get the answering machine there. Speak slowly, clearly, and don't start speaking too quickly, because sometimes when you do that, you'll cut off the first part of the person's name. And it's a good idea usually then to repeat it toward the end of the conversation that you're holding with this machine. But now don't ask it any questions, because it's not going to answer you. So just speak in there and get the information to us. We'll get them on this list and put them in the drawing for one of those cakes. Well, Mayor, it's been a while since we've had you up here.
Good morning.
I guess it's been pretty quiet and calm down your way. Nothing much going on.
Well, I mean, it's been, it's been busy. It surely has. But that's the way it goes and everything.
And I know also it's getting close to end of the year closing time.
Yeah.
And I know that means sometimes you got to do some changes in bookkeeping and things like that to make sure you don't lose some funding that you've got approved and that type of thing.
Got to do a little scrambling around and everything. And, I mean, reshuffling some of the line items and stuff, and we're coming up on that time of the year. And basically we're going to start our budget hearings here in about a week and a half now. And I've got those dates down here that I'll share with everyone because we're having to change around some of the regular scheduled meetings to match out so that we can get make everything match up before the budget committee can come together and meet. Probably have hopefully three to four meetings we'll usually do our budgets, and hopefully this year will be no exception, and we'll be able to cover the budgets and stuff, because all the department heads are pretty much got their budgets compiled now and turning them into our office. And the girls down there are working on them. Donna, she's working like a little bee down there trying to get things together. And so we will, the next meeting that we normally would meet would be the planning meeting for the month of May. And as we know, that's a holiday. The last Monday in this month is a holiday. It's Memorial Day. So the commissioners voted the other night to move the May 27th meeting up a week to May the 20th. And that'll be a week before the 27th. And have the planning, and immediately following the planning, we'd start with the first round of budget.
Okay, now, there's a process you have to follow. This is so many days before you can do this once you start. And also the planning committee meetings, are those open to the public?
Yes, absolutely.
So if you've got some kind of something that you think needs to be funded here in the county, that'd be a good time to come down and make your case, wouldn't it?
It would. And well, the budget committee consists of the commissioners, and in our case, a lot of counties have just that they select a few commissioners to sit on the budget committee. And I understand sometimes the reason why they do that, you know, that they might can meet during the day or something like that. But our commission all decided, you know, that they all wanted to sit on the committee because they're the ones, all of them makes that final decision. And that way they could be involved in the process of going over and talking to the department heads and stuff about their budgets. And which that works out pretty well.
And it prevents surprises, doesn't it?
It does, and when it comes to the end of, you know, them making the final decision on the budget and everything, they've all done been there and heard the department heads and heard their requests, and so it pretty well takes care of a lot of that can be brought back up again if someone is not involved in that process. And yes, and when we get to that, you mentioned that there is there's the process of just about everything that we do, there's a process that we have to go through with. And the statute states that, you know, and that we have to run the budget, the projected budget, in the newspaper for 10 days. before the commissioners
right.
can finalize, can verify it and finalize a vote on it. And so we have to have, by state rule, by statute, a budget passed by August 31st.
Right.
Used to, you could just, you could vote and operate on a continuous budget for, and we have up here, I think the longest that we, since I've been in office, that we went till maybe the last of September or something like that. But there has been counties that I've been told of that would, still not have their budget passed till up in the next year, around January or February, and comptroller don't like that. And so they passed a law, probably about 5 years ago, something like that, August 31st, you'd have your budget passed into the comptroller's office. And, once you get it passed, you got 5 days, I think it's 5 days that we have to have, to submit that to the comptroller's office for their approval. And once they get our budget, they'll go over it and they'll look at all the finances and our debts. And, if they feel like that, that we have a balanced budget that we can operate on, they will send us back a confirmed letter that says, okay, we've approved your budget. You can continue, operation and stuff. So, if not, they'll let us know that you got to do something. You got to go back and you got to do it again.
Okay, I know that the state of Tennessee has in the Constitution that the state of Tennessee must operate on a balanced
budget.
Now, does that apply down to the county?
Yes. Yeah.
Which means income's got to match outgo.
And I don't understand. I mean, it should from the top of the tower. Down to the footer, we all should have to go with the same rules.
Right.
But it don't work that way.
Yeah.
In Washington, they ain't never had a balanced budget. And I mean, to me, that's where it all starts at. And so they should have to abide by that too. But it don't work that way. And so yes, the state has to operate on a balanced budget, and your local governments has to do the same. Sometimes it gets pretty, gets pretty rough, moving stuff, and you have to shuffle stuff around and everything to make it work. But God be our helper, and we'll get that process started. Ben Rogers with CTAST, and I can never, give them enough credit, because CTAST has been there for us to help us. Not only in the budget process, but just about in anything that we run into, they're our advisors and help us, to find out, answers to different things that we're running into from time to time. And with the Constitution, things that the state, the legislators brings up, and to help us to understand, because some of that stuff's not easy to understand.
Right. Let me ask you a question about the budget itself. Over the years, I've looked at, the Board of Education's budget, and is there a document somewhere or that identifies line item budgets, exactly what they're for, where the money's coming from, what the exact, maybe the program is that's being funded and that type of thing, Dale? Is there a full-blown budget that basically says this money is going to be spent on rounding up dogs here in Clay County?
Yeah. Now, some things they are. There is, specified, items, line items that money is, and they don't like for you to say earmarked. They want you to say obligated or something to that fashion. Let's just take for the sheriff department, drug fund money. There's the sheriff, he can accumulate monies from whether it be compensated, items and stuff like that goes back into his drug fund. That money can only be spent for certain things. It can't be spent, for the operation of his department as far as salaries and stuff like that. When it comes to utilities and stuff like that, it can be spent on items such as vehicles. He can spend some money on vehicles out of the drug fund, and there's some other little items and stuff that he can use. And in the school system, it's the same way. There's certain monies that, with the BEP, that they can, you know, it can only be used for different areas, for different programs.
Like I said, they don't like to use that word here, Mark, but basically it said you've got to spend it here and not anywhere else.
Right.
And then sometimes folks may wonder, you know, why money may be spent for something that they don't deem is necessary. Well, you know, it may not necessarily be something that they like or something that everyone thinks is absolutely necessary, but it sometimes it comes down to the best option available, doesn't it?
Well, it's that or you lose it. Yeah, and that's true. And I mean, and that's the way it is. And a lot of times, you know, that we think, okay, we've got this money over here to be spent, you know, for this particular category. But we really need something over here, worser. But you can't do that. And that's the same way in our solid waste department. There's certain monies can be spent on recycling equipment. Or there's certain monies can be spent on waste oil and just different things like that. Education, you know, and stuff that we get, you know, some grant funding from our litter grants and stuff. And that money can only be spent for different, you know, for items that will be based toward education and when it comes to the litter grants. And you can tie that in with a lot of different things, but I can't take that money and use it over here, you know, to give somebody a raise or something like that, you know, because it's just not there. You just can't do that. And we're audited, constantly audited, and you know, we certainly want to keep the auditors in a good humor, and so we've been blessed here that we've had good audits, and there's always something, you know, that you may not cross a T or dot an I or something like that, but they're good to work with us and everything. So, but yeah, there's a lot of things out there that, you know, that monies can be. Just like we have a line item for courthouse jail maintenance, and that's all it can be spent on. And, you know, like this is still the courthouse here. It's a historical courthouse,
right?
But we still use it. We still use it, you know, and you know that. And there's been times, and there may be a time coming up. I think Renee was telling me the other day that there could possibly be a time coming up here in just shortly, to whenever they may have to come and use the courtroom up here to do a case or something. But I can still use some of that money, you know, because it is still being used as an active courthouse and stuff. So I could use some of that to do some stuff with.
So we probably won't ever have another jury trial here, anything like that.
I wouldn't
but
think
because
so.
Of the access to the courtroom. But I think it's, you know, well, property disputes and things like that.
Right, and
but
they
it's
can
an important
do,
part of our legal system.
Exactly, and they can do that. And another thing with that was that, you know, because we built the new courtroom and was under the ADA lawsuit that was in several years ago, and you know, that's another thing that we have to take in consideration, you know, the ADA compliance and stuff and all that stuff. And but this, as you call her, the grand old lady, is still here and standing strong, and Lord be our helper, we're continuing to strive to, I know we've been looking at, you know, some grant funding to try to look at and come up with ways of doing maybe some bathroom facilities up here for events and stuff, and that's not out of the question yet. We're still working hard on trying to come up with something to do that, and hopefully, Lord be our helper, that we'll come up with something in the future.
Okay, let me ask you another question. I know occasionally out here at the door of the courthouse on the courthouse square here in Salina that auctions are held for tax
Most of those are for banks,
foreclosures,
yeah,
back taxes, that type of thing. Okay, now, we need to take a break here and come back. We'll talk about that just for a little bit.
Okay.
But right now, look, we better work in some, get this thing paid for.
Oh, absolutely, yes.
Since we're talking about money.
Absolutely.
All right, we'll be back just in a minute. I just want to, you know.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Recycling means to use something again. Newspapers can be used to make new newspapers. Aluminum cans can be used to make new aluminum cans. Glass jars can be used to make new glass jars. Recycling often saves energy and natural resources. It almost always takes less energy to make a product from recycled materials than it does to make it from new materials. Don't forget to add up the savings and be energy wise.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Welcome back, everyone. I know we were talking a little bit earlier because every once in a while I'll look out, and back in the winter I'd see these guys in the suits and the ties come up with a notebook in their hand, and then I know they were holding an auction, and I would invite them to come inside. And really and truly, I think the way that statute is, they can't come inside the courthouse. They have to do it.
It's got to be on a certain corner of the, yeah.
Of the courthouse outside.
Yeah.
Which I think, you know, it's kind of interesting, isn't it, that something like that exists.
And I guess that's just how it's always, there's a rule there, I'm sure,
maybe
somewhere.
Maybe since about 1870 or something.
I guess. And most of those, like we was talking there a moment ago, is foreclosure notices and stuff like that and everything, whenever they have that. And I know Renee in the clerk and master's office down there pretty much is the one.
With the chancery court.
Yes, is the one that does a lot of that and everything.
But no, like we said, you know, jury trials and things like that, because of the ADA and the ability of, you know, you can't make people come upstairs to the old courtroom anymore. You can't.
Mm-hmm.
But if anyone wants to volunteer and come see one of our shows, there's no problem with that.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. Getting back
on the scheduling of the rescheduling, I guess, of the for the commissioners. Like I said, the May the 20th will be the next planning meeting, and immediately following the planning, they will go into a budget, the first budget hearing. And because May the 27th has been postponed because of the Memorial Day holiday on Monday. And then the next budget meeting after that will be the 28th. They've decided after the 27th, which is on Monday, that is Memorial Day, they're just going to meet again on the 27th on a Tuesday. They're going to come back the next week and have another budget meeting. Because once we get started, we got to have these budget meetings pretty quick to try to get everything together.
Okay, now this is partially a first budget session for some of those commissioners, isn't it?
Yes.
They weren't involved.
No,
this year's budget. So it's going to be a learning process for some of those folks.
It is. They got to. Of course, the election was in August, the 1st of August. So the budget, they got to set in.
Right.
But they didn't officially take office till September 1.
Right.
So they did get to set in on the process of them voting for the budget. But up to that point, all the budget meetings and stuff had been taking place. And the original budget that the commissioners were going to vote on, was done in, I think, about the second week in August. And, of course, they had already assumed their had won their race, and but they did get to sit in on them and everything, but of course they couldn't have no say,
right,
as far as that goes and everything. But our next meeting, the regular schedule commission meeting for the 3rd, June the 3rd, which is we meet regularly the first Monday night of every month at 6:30, and they're going to postpone that until June the 17th. The reason that being the school board will be having their meeting the week before that on a Thursday. So the school board has to approve their budget and pass it on down to the county for them to look at. And basically what the school board, the budget that they bring to the county commission or to the budget committee, and they can basically approve it or disapprove it. They can't go in and start itemizing it and all that
right.
stuff. And so that's basically what that's So we got to wait till the school board approves their budget and passes it on to the county commission. And they won't be able to do that till that week of June the 3rd, but on a Thursday. So they decided, okay, let's move our June 3rd meeting down to June the 17th so that they will have a meeting where they could go and meet with the school board as well and also be a budget meeting on that.
Okay, now can I ask you a question there?
Sure.
When they hand that budget down, I know they cannot make any changes to it.
No.
But occasionally does someone have some questions?
And
won't refer it back and have the school board to look at it again?
They can.
That thing, same with all the budgets, with the sheriff, and that, you know, they can look at things and think, hey, you know, this may be out of line. Can we ask the school board to look at it again? So they can.
Yeah.
There is a review process.
Right, and when they do that, that prolongs the process.
Right.
It has to go back because they would have
They would
have to call a meeting. It'd be a special meeting. You got to give notices to the public when that would take place and all that. So you're prolonging the process. And remember, we got an August 31st deadline that we're shooting at here. So, I mean, hopefully you know that, and the school board does an outstanding job, and I mean, they'll bring a budget that the county commission can live with and they would accept and everything. So.
Okay, let me ask you this, too. What about actual public attendance and participation, and do we have very much?
Not as much as I'd like to see at the regular meeting. Now, when you have controversial issues and stuff like that, absolutely. And I understand that. I do. But I wish that we had, you know, more people that would come to the county meetings and stuff so that they could actually see, you know, what takes place. Because, I mean, it's a whole lot different, you know, than what you hear at the coffee shops and stuff like that and everything. Not completely all that different, but there is some things, details and stuff that you might not be completely hearing the straight about.
Okay, and you know, along that same line, you know, if folks would show up at lots of meetings and find lots of small things that they may have questions about, would more than likely avoid all of those major controversies down the road when some of these things got put off or didn't get attended to because of lack of interest. It might prevent some of those things, couldn't it?
And it's very informative. I mean, you know, as far as that goes, you know, your county commission, they're the ones that makes the decisions for the county, and they need your input, you know, positive or negative, but I mean, you know, they need your input, and that's how they base their decisions, because just about every one of those commissioners, whenever they're talking about different issues, I hear them say, well, I've talked to some of my constituents in my district, and here's how they feel. And they base that on a lot of times, you know, what your voice is. And the planning meeting is one of the better places to come. It's kind of informal as far as that goes. It is it's a public meeting. And that's a good time if you got a question or if you got a suggestion or whatever it may be, that's a real good time to bring it up. County commission meetings is for the commissioners.
Right.
That's when they come together to make their decisions and everything. Public's invited, and absolutely we want the public, you know, and it's left up to the commissioners whether, you know, they want the public to speak or not.
But they can recognize someone if they so desire.
Yes, absolutely. And most of the time they will. And I'm the chairman of the commission, and I direct the meeting. But I direct that meeting off of, you know, what the commission, you know, how they have, if they want somebody to be recognized, they'll let me know about it and, you know, and stuff like that. But when it comes to the county commission meetings, the first Monday night of the month, when they come together to vote on the agenda to make the decisions for the county, that's their meeting.
Right.
And that's
what they've got to do.
Yes.
Okay. I know we're talking about, you know, public comment, and so many of us, myself, and I'm sure you over the years, same thing too. Somebody would mention something the county was going to do, and if it's something we liked, we kept our mouth shut.
Yes.
If it's something we didn't like, I don't like that.
Right.
You know, we need to voice our that we like
good or bad.
Well, is dislike. Well, what I need right now is do our birthday and anniversary.
There you go.
And take a little short break, and we'll be back after I do that. Celebrating birthdays. This past time period, Mr. Neil Smith,
okay.
His granny and would like to wish him a happy birthday from her and the rest of the family. And then also Mr. Paul Hale, celebrating a birthday on May the 3rd.
Good for him.
And then, let's see, looking on down, Leanne Ridge, turned 56. I guess it's okay if I say that. Since The caller said it on May the 10th, and that was from, I hope I got all these names down here, Mark, Tammy, Jaden, Tia, and Nicole. I don't know whether I missed anyone or not. And then Miss Bonnie Denton, Aunt Modell, would like to wish her a happy birthday this past Sunday. And then Brianna Adams is turning 18 on the 9th of the month, and they won't let everyone know that she's graduating from high school next week. And that was from Aunt Tammy and Mom and some of the other family members also. And then also celebrating a birthday is Mr. Philip Jennings on Monday. And then a couple more we have here, Mr. Randy Strong, celebrating a birthday. His mother would like to wish him a happy birthday. Mr. Harold Moss, out at Moss, is celebrating a birthday. And then a couple of anniversaries, Tracy and Tricia Strong, and Mike and Sherry Barlow celebrating anniversaries.
You don't know them, do you?
No, absolutely not. But with that's our list for today. And here in a few minutes, we'll draw one of those out and remind everyone once again of that number, 243-5574, to call in and get your name on the list. Well, I think we'll take a little short break, get to work in a few words from our sponsors, and then we'll be back. And we hadn't even got started yet, but we'll be back just in a minute.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
You're going to need me. You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Alvin and the Chipmunks want to remind you to keep bacteria in food from making you ill with four simple steps.
You should be a walk in the park.
Clean, wash hands and surfaces often.
I'm waiting for the rain cycle.
Separate, keep raw meats away from ready-to-eat food.
Yep.
Cook, make sure meat, poultry, and seafood is cooked to the right temperature.
Fire in the hole!
And chill, refrigerate food promptly.
Yep.
Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. The road trip to food safety starts at foodsafety.gov.
Welcome back, everyone. We got through our birthdays and anniversaries there, and now let's get back to county government. Mayor?
Okay. All right. We will run in the paper, and I know that Lisa, me and her talked about it briefly this morning, and she will be putting some dates in the paper to keep everybody updated about when the next meetings and stuff's going to be, and in the budget meetings and stuff. And we certainly invite everybody to come out and be with us when
okay,
we do that.
Let me interrupt there again, too. That is the one thing that you must do, isn't it? You must publish those notices in a local newspaper.
Yeah, in a paper of circulation. You know, it has to be done, you know. In our paper, you know, it comes out once a week. It kind of makes it a little harder
right.
for us, but, you know, because we're blessed to have the papers and stuff, but they only come out once a week.
And that is the official notification
yep.
document, isn't it?
Yeah, and there's been some legislation, and I don't know if it ever went through or not, that it could be, you know, put out by email and stuff like that. But we do that too. I know the radio station, you know, they got the community calendar,
right.
and we send it. And we will be sending it up to that so that they can publicizing it for us, too, as well as the chamber has got a website, and
right.
they'll be putting it on there for us and everything. So we'll do everything we possibly can. Now, when you have an emergency meetings like this, we have to have special call meetings. We have 5 days. We have 5 days we've got to notify, and that's got to be put out, you know, like we can do notices like to put it in the, where the general public is usually circulation, whether it be the post office, library, places like that, you know, that we can go and we can post that
right.
to make sure, put forth a good faith effort to try to get the people, the public, knowing that, hey, we've got a special call meeting here that the commission's got to come together and make a decision on whatever, the item may be. But that's the only business they can do. When they come together, if it's a decision to make on whatever,
right.
that's the only business that we can do that night. And they come together, they make that business, they make that decision, can't be no discussion on anything else. And once they do that, we adjourn and it's over with. So they can't do anything other than what is on that notice.
Right. Well, let's get back again.
Okay. All right. And we will do get them notices out to the public and everything. And one of the things that I know that we've probably had a lot of folks that have been passing through town the last couple of days, and they've wondered why in the world we're seeing so many highway patrol cars and stuff like that out here at the Methodist Church. They're having an active shooter training class that THP has come up and working with our local law enforcement as well as our EMA services and a lot of our rescue and emergency people and everything. And I just want to give a shout out to them and thank them so much for doing that.
So it wasn't a real active shooter, was?
No.
Okay.
We did have a little accident out there yesterday, but it wasn't that. They're just.
Well, I think that was the second one we've had out there this week, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's that one yesterday was. I'm so thankful that that we didn't get nobody hurt, and Sheriff Department and them done a good job, and I just give a shout out to the sheriff and all them for that. We did have a meeting this past Monday night. The county commission came together and met, and we had. About five different motions that they had to. They normally approve the motion of their commission minutes from the prior month before, and also the planning commission minutes has to be approved. And we accepted a motion to accept the trustee's quarterly report. The trustee, he has to give a quarterly report to the county commission of the finances, where we're at, how the taxes and all that kind of stuff has come together, and where our debt and all that stands. And he gave that. They accepted that. And a motion to approve the funds to complete a 500-year floodplain study. That's another thing that we're having to do on this jail. You know, we're in the process
right.
of the jail project, and we're going through USDA to get the loan. And there's so many hoops that you got to go through with. Hopefully this is the last one that they've required for us to do, because Clay County, Salina, is here on the river, just about... You can't go anywhere that you're not touched with, wetlands and being in the floodplain. So that down there is close to a 100-year floodplain. So they're wanting a 500-year floodplain study done. Don't understand it, but I can't do nothing about it. So we got to do that, and the commission approved to give me the authority to go ahead and have that done. And so hopefully when that's done, it'll be satisfactory to... USDA, and they can get it's just a matter of if they think it is going to fall in the 500-year floodplain, that the pad for the building is going to be built, it's going to have to become up about an inch. About an inch.
Yeah.
And
how much is that going to cost you if that?
Well, and now that'll cost.
Right.
I mean, because you're talking about field and all that kind of stuff. But hopefully not. And if it does, it is what it is, and we'll just have to continue on with that. And we also had to make the commissioners aware that we created a debt to put a new roof on the community center down there. Not the new courtroom. It's the roof's okay on it. But the old where the complex is at, where my office and all the other officials' offices and the senior citizens and the activity room is commonly known as the community center. The roof down there has been on there for 30 years. Right at 30 years, and we've been having some problems with it, and the commissioners felt like we need to go ahead and get that taken care of before we start damaging the inside of the building. And we've been having quite a bit of repairs having to be done to that. Every time they come out to repair, it costs us anywhere from $250 to $500. So they made the decision to do that. So, and that's going to be paid out of our debt service, and we have to go through a process to get that done, and we have to go to the bank, get three quotes from banks, and then we have to, the commissioners has to choose a bank with the most reasonable rate, and it's set up for a year and to be paid out of the debt service. So we created the debt, and there's a form It's a CT0253 form that the comptroller office wants us to fill out, and then we have to make it aware, present it to the commissioners. No action has to be taken on their part because they've already passed the resolution to approve the debt. But I have to make them aware that I went to the bank and I have borrowed this money. The money is being put in for this purpose, and this form is going to the comptroller's office. So that was done, and they were made aware of that. And we had four resolutions, and resolution was number one was to apply for our litter trash grant, the litter grant as we commonly call it, for the next fiscal year, which they approved that, and a couple of budget amendments. And one of them was to the amount of debt that we borrowed was $115,000. Part of that is for a matching part for our new ambulance. We did get approved for the new ambulance. We had bids come in on that the early part of, the last of last month. And so the new ambulance, the bid that we chose was $172,000 is what the new ambulance is going to be. Cost. Well, the county has to come up with about $24,000 in their matching part. Part of that $115,000 is coming out of that. And the other, the roof bid came in at $90,500 to do the roof down here. So that's where that has to be. Part of it's got to be put in one category and part of it's got to be put in another category. So they had to do a budget amendment to do that and everything. And so the other, in a resolution to request unclaimed balance on accounts. That's unclaimed property. And a lot of that comes from our clerk system and everything, whenever that money's out there that nobody has claimed. And I never was aware of that. I thought if I had money out there and if I know that it's out there, I'd be wanting to claim it and everything. But there is, you know, there's occasions, you know, that it lays out there for a certain period of time at the state.
Right.
And after that time is up, we have to request that. And if we don't request it, you know, it won't come back to the county. So the commissioners has to do that every year to put in that request that if there is any funds out there available, that we're making that request for it to come back to the county. So they did that as well. And also one of the highlights of the meeting was that we got to make a presentation of a certificate of appreciation and honoring the junior high boys for winning the Haley basketball championship this year, and we're so proud of those young men, and as well as all the others.
A fantastic group of young men.
Absolutely, and we have got so many talented young folks here, young men, young women, and I mean they do an outstanding job, and I can never say enough about them, and we're just so thankful for their talent and they're very that group down there the other day they were just so patient with us because we had our times mixed up just a little bit and they got there a little bit early, but they got set as we went through some of the court meeting and waiting on a couple of them to get there, and we're just so thankful for the coach and all of the staff and everything for bringing them down there and letting them be a part. And Senator Cody was there. He got to come and give an update on the legislation that was passed this past session. And while he was there...
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Recycling means to use something again. Newspapers can be used to make new newspapers. Aluminum cans can be used to make new aluminum cans. Glass jars can be used to make new glass jars. Recycling often saves energy and natural resources. It almost always takes less energy to make a product from recycled materials than it does to make it from new materials. Don't forget to add up the savings and be energy wise.
Well, back to everyone.
We lost phone connection there just for a second. Rick, we can blame that on the Russians. don't go there.
No.
But do you remember where you were at, Dale?
Well, I was just thanking all the kids for coming out and being with us and everything, giving us an opportunity, and we'll have the picture made, and hopefully in the next couple of weeks that'll come out in the paper and everything and show everybody that the county commission and myself and all of our staff and everything, we appreciate all the efforts that all of our young folks put in and everything. We're so thankful for them. Love to have them, come to the county court meetings a whole lot more and everything. That way they can kind of see what the happenings of the county government is.
Hey, can I put something in there?
Absolutely.
Along that same line? Next week, the 7th grade, they're going on a field trip. I think they're going over to the Amish farm. And then they're coming back by here after lunch. And Miss Mary Lloyd is going to take half the 7th grade down here, and we're going to talk about our plaques outside and some of the things in the courthouse. And the other half of the class are going to go upstairs with me, and I'm going to give them some history of this courthouse.
Hey, it'd be great.
Because I know there are probably very few kids, youngsters, especially junior high and a lot of high school kids that have never been in this building. So hopefully we can introduce them, give them a little history of the building.
Yeah, and who better to do that than you, Thomas? Because I know you've spent a lot of time and research and on the things that have took place here, and if these walls could talk, the conversations could be heard. And I didn't know until we were talking that one day that you said Walter Cronkite had been up here.
That was during the Grover Jones trial.
That a lot of history right here, and that's good. That's great. Yeah, we really enjoy that.
I think when I have them upstairs in the courtroom, one of the things I'm going to start with is on a snowy morning in 1939, a murder was committed in Clay County.
Yeah.
And try to fill them in on this entire story. But I think someone told me that actually that book that was the Takes a Worried Mind had been reprinted, and it is now going to be available again at a reasonable price instead of a collector price.
Well, that's good, because you couldn't find them. I mean, you could look for them and everything. I mean, it was hard to find those books and everything.
Let's get back to business overall.
Well, that pretty much wrapped up, what we had to take as far as the county commission and the meeting the other night. We do want to keep everybody informed about, I know everybody's been really concerned about the hospital, and it's still a working process, and they had two bids come in on it, and the hospital board accepted one of the bids, and I had a phone conversation last night with some of the folks at the hospital in Cookeville, and they are still in process. And so the conversation that I had was promising. And he told me, Mayor, it certainly looks promising. But we don't give anybody false hope or anything like that, but it sure does. And I just want to thank the good Lord up above. And everybody's been praying. We're still praying. And for all those out there that have really stepped up and put forth an effort to try to make this thing happen, thank you all so much. Because, it's been an effort on a lot of folks and working together. And I thank you all so very much. And hopefully with the Lord's help, something good is going to come out of it.
And I think for some of the stories that we've seen in the print is that the hospital board has approved the high proposal, mm-hmm. and now it's in the hands of the Cookeville City Council.
They will be, that was one thing that he said that they had to do their due diligence with the company that had the high bid.
Lots of research.
And from the conversation I had last night was they had done that, and everything looked legitimate, and so. But he told me, Mayor, we've been through this once before, but he said, the word he told me was the ink's not dried yet, but it does look promising. So, that's good.
Okay, I know briefly a few minutes ago you mentioned another major project, and that is the jail project here in Clay County.
Yeah.
You want to do a little update on that?
I will. And we do know, that we have been working on a proposal for a new jail for some time, and that is something that's, and I know nobody wants to, have to do it, but we're going to have to. And because the situation, it just keeps getting worse and worse. And I know that the sheriff and them does the best they can with what they got to do with. And we've been very fortunate that TCI has worked real well with us. And they're certifying our jail down here, but they're certifying on the possibility of a that we are in the process of building a jail. And it's an ongoing process, and so we've got to the point now before we're waiting on the USDA with the loan, and we've got the architect and all that stuff in place, and then the county commission has got some decisions that they've got to make here in the next, you know, 2 or 3 months. And once that happens, then we can turn it over to the architect and they start doing the final design on it. So we're looking at the process of if we started today, if we handed it over to the architect and say, okay, start doing the final design on it, you're looking at probably two and a half, 3 years down the road before that, you know, a facility would be built, and where the sheriff could start, you know, using it. So it's a long drawn out process.
Okay, I know you just said something then that caught my attention, and that was, had we not started this process for a new jail, we might be in trouble right now and not have a jail being certified that we could even use here in Clay County had we not started the process.
Well, they could come in, you know, in any time and lock this one down if they deemed it necessary. And which, with the sheriff working with, like I said a moment ago, with TPI and the fire marshal, we're under a fire walk. Or fire watch, and what that basically is, it's a fire walk. They have to do it, I think it's on every hour. They have to do a walk down there to check everything, to make sure everything, you know, is okay, and there's no possibilities of any kind of emergencies or anything like that happening as far as fire or anything like that. And we're under that until, and I say until, I can't give you a time or a date, but I know until, and that's where we're at. And the jail committee, we're getting another meeting together with them, with CTAS here, hopefully in the next month, where they can sit down and go over some of the finances as far as what they're going to have to do, you know, to come up with. It's not cheap. It's not going to be cheap, and it's not going to get any cheaper. And right now we're looking at a debt of about 7.5 is what we're looking at, and that's a 100-bed facility is what we're looking at.
Well, and, you know, if you watch the local news, basically by just about every night of the week, there will be a story on the local news. You're in Middle Tennessee. I have a problem with a county and their jail system, be it either, you know, a small rural county like us, there are a number of those, and a lot of the larger counties. It's not just here in Clay County that we're having a problem with being able to house prisoners. And it looks like, you know, that we've got to do something, got to get it done. And, you know, if we're going to remain a strong, viable county, we're going to have to do some things, aren't we?
Well, we've been very blessed. We're not, you know, the county's not got no debt to say of any. Of course, our school system, you know, they've got, where we built a new school and stuff, we've got a little over $5 million debt there. But as far as the county general goes, which is basically is county debt, but as far as the county general goes, we don't have any debt. We just paid off the new courtroom about a month ago. We were very fortunate that we got that paid off in 8 years, and so we're proud of that. We thank the good Lord for that. But now we can't build a jail and not have a debt. There's
right.
No way. I mean, but we're going to have to. But we got to try to do our very best to manage this thing to where it would be best way that we can come up, that it's not as hard a burden on the citizens out there that we possibly can. And so that's the decision that the county commission is going to be making. And I've got to do my job to try to get them the information that they can, where they can base a good strategic decision on what we, you know, what we got to do.
Okay, and then also I know another thing that I think it has started, I guess, the groundwork is being laid, and that is for the truck route.
Uh-huh.
I think maybe that is now on the the agenda of
TDOT.
And I know the I think the full plan is not there yet, but I think maybe the first three stages are now in line.
Yeah, the preliminary, as far as the they come out and the, and I know that everybody's been seeing some of the TDOT surveyors and stuff out around, and that's starting the process of that. They come out and they do their surveys of where their thanks so's of where it needs to be, and then it'll go through a process of that, and then it's the design of it, and then you go through the preliminary, like I said, the preliminary design, and then you go through accusation as far as property accusation, and once they do that, then it goes into construction. So you're looking at, you know, TDOT always throws out a number there of 12 years, but we were talking to Senator Pote was up the other night, and he was bringing the commissioners up to date on that, and he was throwing out, you know, a number of looking at, you know, anywhere from 2 to 3 to 4 years, something like that. So, I mean, it's just a process. And two, some of those things can be sped up, you know, with,
right.
If we have a in the industrial park out there that we're working on, if we have the possibility of a good industry or something wanting to come in, and that's what I know that the ID board is working very hard on trying to get that, you know, all set up. That TDOT will work with you on a lot of those things a little bit.
I noticed since we've been sitting here this morning, I think maybe at least 10 or 15 big semis have come through here by the courthouse this morning.
And that's not going to get that's going to get more
it's
so.
It's going to mathematically, it's going to just keep increasing geometrically all the time.
It is. And
it's going to go 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, all the way up to thousands of trucks coming through here.
You're exactly right, because I had a conversation with one of the THP officers, and they had told me the other day that it was increasing substantially over the last 2 to 3 years, and they didn't look for that to go down. They looked for it to go up. And especially since they get when they get the new route finished up in Tompkinsville, that's going to increase it somewhat,
right,
too.
Because they're going to go from here to Kansas City to get on 65.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, we've about run out of time again. And I just let Mayor stick his hand down in our highly sophisticated non-computerized selection system, and we have a number for today's lucky winner of the cake, and that lady is Miss Bonnie Denton.
All right. Well, happy birthday.
I guess she'd need to share that with her husband.
I don't know. I'd need to look at it.
Well, okay. Then you think that'd be enough?
That'd be enough, yeah. That'd be enough.
Well, it's been a great morning, very informative morning, Mayor.
And I want to wish all the mothers out there Happy Mother's Day, because I think Sunday is Mother's Day. So God bless you all, because you're the one that rocked the cradle, that's for sure.
Absolutely. And I saw a thing on TV last night where they did a study on things mothers want.
Yeah.
And one of the major things they wanted was to sit down with their family on Mother's Day.
Oh, bless their hearts.
Which is tremendous news for this nation.
And a lot of us don't have our mothers with us anymore, but if you've got your mother out there, give her a big hug and be thankful.
All right, and with that, I guess it's time we shut the doors here and be ready for next. I have got the valedictorian and salutatorian from this year's graduating class.
Good deal.
That are going to come up and visit with us a little bit.
Congratulations.
A couple of weeks down the road, I think maybe representative from the Merchants Association that is reorganizing is going to come on and give us what's going on with them.
Good deal.
So we've got some good shows coming up in the near future. But until then, you know, it's about time that may the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet you again, and hopefully we'll meet you again here next week at the same time on WVFB FM 101.5 Kicks Country. And just keep this station tuned in all day for all the information.
Not good music.
Community calendar and all that kind of good stuff, good music. And with that, I guess may the good Lord bless and keep you. And with that, good day, Clay County.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kicks Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them, or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.